Welcome, everyone. Thank you for joining us today for our webinar. So my name is Gwen Coble. I'm the Executive Director of Smart Solutions for Lenovo EMEA. It's a bit of a vague title, but basically I lead several different business units for the region, including workstations, OEM, smart collaboration, and ThinkEdge. So let's go ahead and dive right in. So Lenovo is a global Fortune 500 technology company, and our aim is to bring smarter technology for all. We really want to help our customers drive intelligent transformation, which we define as the process of driving better business and societal outcomes by leveraging technologies like smart devices, big data, artificial intelligence, and cloud technologies. This vision of smarter technology for all is our view of how Lenovo can ensure that every person and business has access to the technology they need to drive their own intelligent transformation. But what does this mean? Well, when we say smarter, it's where Lenovo technologies start smart, but we make them even more intelligent with each release so that we continue to bring added value. From a technology perspective, that really covers our end-to-end innovative portfolio from products, services, and solutions, all the way from devices to the data center. We often refer to this as our One Lenovo approach. And then for all is our aim to deliver technology to businesses as well as consumers via our global footprint. Intelligent transformation takes place where devices and data center infrastructure work together to create end-to-end solutions. At Lenovo, we call this our 3S strategy. Smart IoT means our current devices become smarter. I already mentioned that, but what does that mean? Well, they are better at being connected together. They're better at seamless cloud connection and enhanced manageability, security, and privacy protection, just as a few examples. For smart infrastructure, Lenovo is providing computing, storage, and networking power to support intelligence. For Lenovo's focus verticals, we know that the smart IoT piece is going to generate a lot of data. With the computing power from the smart infrastructure side, this data can be sorted, cleansed, and analyzed using our increasingly mature big data tools. So finally, combining that data with advanced algorithms that have studied the industry's know-how, existing processes, and decision mechanisms, we can actually train and generate a model that provides insights to dramatically enhance the processes or decision-making in that particular vertical's value chain. So combined with Lenovo's services capabilities, this Lenovo 3S strategy brings together all the building blocks to help our customers achieve intelligent transformation. Lenovo is a global company. We do business in over 180 markets today with 15 R&D locations worldwide. We also have 4 new AI innovation centers, and we're powered by 63,000 employees with over 10,000 engineers, researchers, and scientists who are innovating every day. You might not know, but we also own 60% of our facilities, giving us unrivaled scale, efficiency, and control of our own supply chain. And you probably heard about our Think brand. We put it on everything. But the Think brand is built on these three tenets of relentless innovation, purposeful design, and trusted quality. And for the 27-year history, this brand has been defined by simplicity, function, and value. And even as technology advances at an exponential rate, Lenovo's committed to the Think brand vision of improving the employee experience with solutions that help businesses find a smarter way forward. And so bringing this all together, our Lenovo OEM solutions business is really built on this 3S strategy as our foundation, combined with our industry leadership, the legendary reliability and durability of our Lenovo products, as well as that worldwide presence, we can ensure our OEM clients can leverage our vast portfolio and global supply chain and footprint to better serve their end customers. We've actually been investing in our OEM business for the past few years, and this business is really built on three main principles: predictability, innovation, and partnership. As industry solutions providers, we know that you want innovative technologies to set your product apart from your competition and help to minimize your own lifecycle costs. You need services to optimize, deploy, and support an integrated solution over the long term. With years of experience dealing with OEMs, Lenovo understands what's important to you. On the capability side, we're bringing a wide range of capabilities from program management to extended life support and multi-level customization. This can include things like custom bezels, chassis, packaging, logos, imaging, custom BIOS. You heard about that one in the video earlier. So we have a wide range of capabilities that we're bringing specifically to meet the needs of OEMs. On portfolio, we can leverage the vast portfolio that Lenovo has, all the way from smart devices all the way up to the data center. But we're also able to provide value-added OEM capabilities on top, as we discussed, to bring a full solution to market in a variety of industries. And we can also provide third-party components that help us further our vertical reach. For global specialization, we did reach a top position, so number 15 in Gartner Supply Chain Magic Quadrant. And this, combined with our global deployment services, helps us provide OEMs with mission-critical solutions. So you see, our OEM business is all about strategic partnerships with our clients that can drive results. But I thought I'd share a few examples with you of how we're driving this intelligent transformation in a few different verticals. So in manufacturing, our clients are using Lenovo Big Data to help better forecast market demand. In retail, we actually have a pilot going with a cashierless store where facial recognition is enabling payment. This pilot brings together key technologies like AI, facial recognition, camera integration, and software. In healthcare, augmented reality, together with artificial intelligence, is helping to transform cancer research. And we're helping to transform cities too. An example, the city of Bogota turned to Lenovo to make it smarter and more secure. The city deployed a Lenovo and Pivot 3 Edge solution to gain efficiency and scale for its entire security network in a centralized control room. This solution took into account over 1,000 cameras, sensors, databases, video data, and analytics like facial recognition and behavioral analysis. So lots of great examples of how we're really driving intelligent transformation today with our clients. And it's via this partnership that we talked about. You know, we understand that our customers are looking for an OEM provider that can help them with extended life and specific OEM needs. You know, at Lenovo, we're able to combine that vast portfolio of standard products, but also able to provide what we spoke about in terms of custom OEM specific product, factory, and service offerings based on the unique customer needs. In fact, we've created a special, what we call intake team, which actually works with clients very early in the sales cycle to understand and provide custom consultations for a specific OEM project. So this is how we're really trying to make sure that we're listening to our clients and understanding their specific needs and developing a solution accordingly. We also have leveraged our own supply chain capabilities to enable order prioritization for OEM orders. And we've also recruited an industry-leading OEM sales team and are also investing in a dedicated ThinkEdge sales team. And from a post-sales perspective, we've created a dedicated level 2 premier support line to ensure a priority level of service. So if you're interested in learning more about our capabilities, I would encourage you to get in contact with one of our OEM sales specialists. Up next, we'll hear from Blake Kerrigan from our worldwide team about our exciting edge capabilities.
It's nice to be here today. It's always hard to follow up, Gwen. It was a great presentation, and I think is a really good segue into a little bit about what we're doing here at Lenovo in the Think Edge division. So my name is Blake Kerrigan. I'm the general manager of the edge computing practice here. So my teams are generally responsible for product definition, delivery, and go-to-market at a worldwide level. So today I'll talk a little bit about, you know, our strategy, our direction, and how we're addressing some of the common issues with scale and edge computing. First, to start, we probably need to really look at what is actually driving this, you know, transformation from cloud to edge. one of which is just the migration overall from a lot of cloud-based workloads moving to either hyper-converged or hybrid infrastructure scenarios. So that's one element of it. The other, you know, four here that I've listed are a little bit more horizontal in nature and stretch across several segments. First of all, immersive computing with AR, VR, we're seeing that more enterprise users want to be more intimately connected with their actual work and workspaces. In artificial intelligence, we're seeing major enterprises starting to rely much more heavily on AI and machine learning algorithms to drive more of their business decisions, which in effect drives overall business outcomes. Another changing, I guess, desire or want that we see from customers is that they really want to have an experience where, you know, all devices can connect seamlessly. They can buy in a solution-based manner as opposed to piece part or piecemealing things together. And from a network connectivity standpoint, I don't call it out here specifically, but Wi-Fi 6 coupled with 5G is really transforming the way we look at network topology and connectivity. And we see this all the way from manufacturing and a wireless or maybe a private LTE type of manufacturing environment to, a more seamlessly connected retail or consumer environment. So this is kind of the world as we see changing, and all of which are driving the need for this adoption of edge computing. Just to highlight here kind of some of the challenges as we see, as we look at edge computing in general, the difference with edge computing scenarios, from a hardware perspective, is that these environments where we tend to deploy these appliances, if you will, tend to be remote, tend to be peopleless, or lack of people in order to intervene when things go wrong, and they also tend to be in harsh or rugged environments. So when we look at, how we address these, we kind of take these to heart. So we're starting to look at, how can we build rugged devices with longer life cycles? Also looking at, how do we create devices that are, failure resilient and redundant? How can we create maybe, things like high availability and failover continuity in some environments where, sending people is just not always a simple option. And then lastly, it not only should it be easy to deploy and manage these types of applications, but they also need to be secure. And we do that through a lot of different feature functions that we've built into the products. Okay, so when we think about, accelerating or what are kind of these core tenets that are going to drive ThinkEdge adoption? Well, there's kind of two things as I see it when I look at, what was traditional or legacy kind of IoT applications where we went from just connecting devices to the cloud to actually, okay, now needed optimizing, how we actually connect devices to things. The first of which is workload consolidation, where in the past, 10 or 15 years of my career working in IoT, what I've seen is a one-to-one approach. So where there's an IoT application, you have one device talking to, one solution of sensors to address one business problem. And what we're seeing in the edge computing space is this consolidation of workloads, or the desire to consolidate workloads and running multiple compute and IoT workloads in one app or one hardware appliance. The other side of this is, to increase the value proposition, we have to get to a point where IoT and edge applications can drive, more meaningful insights. So we do that by, developing AI algorithms and machine learning models to better predict and perceive, when things might be going wrong or when things might be going exceptionally well, and then tweak the knobs of our businesses to address those desired outcomes. So lastly, we see these two kind of fundamental technology changes driving more vertically focused first. So with OEMs, solution integrators, we see the adoption happening verticalized first, and then probably, mid to long term, we start to see this horizontal change in the way that enterprises develop topology and computing applications altogether. Looking at the market and how we view it, I could quote 20 different analysts, but I think these kind of sum up at least how we view the market and why we're so interested in the space. It's pretty impressive to think about, you know, by the year 2025, you know, most of us have heard this this statistic, but that 75% of all enterprise generated data will be processed at the edge, or at least at the edge prior to being migrated up to the cloud. The really interesting thing to me is that more than 50% of large enterprises will have deployed at least 6 edge computing use cases for IoT by the end of the year 2023. But what's really interesting about that is if you compare that to 2019, which was only, you know, 2.5 years ago, we saw less than 1% of enterprises adopting at that rate. The other thing I like to point out here, which is especially unique and I think interesting for the audience that we have here, is that we see the highest driving segment or more or less the highest adoption rate that we see is happening and coming from, at least from a hardware appliance perspective, from a Western Europe, which I think is interesting. And I think that the other geos will follow, but I think this just impresses upon us all why it's so important that we need to start focusing on this now as opposed to tomorrow. So I'm going to jump ahead here, just one slide, because I think we've talked a little bit about, you know, edge computing, but you know, maybe before I jump into this one, I mean, my view, and I think our collective view at Lenovo around edge computing is it's really just a shift in the desired location of the actual computing workloads. I think with the advent of IoT, we saw the majority of these workloads, you know, they started in the cloud because you had a series of kind of what I would consider, you know, small or dumb, maybe dumb's not the correct word, but pretty basic rudimentary devices that were just trying to capture analog or environmental data and you know, transfer that to the cloud. Well, as the clouds matured, we've started to notice that, you know, in order to crunch a lot of this, you know, the petabytes of data that you heard David mention in the previous video, you know, we need to do some sort of distillation of that information at the edge. And that's really what's driving the difference between, you know, cloud computing and then, you know, edge computing or edge filtering and even some of the most basic scenarios. So when I think about why does think edge matter, you know, I think of a couple of different scenarios. You know, I mentioned manufacturing as being a really important vertical for us. And I think that what's going to differentiate us is not only our WiWAN and connectivity options, but our 5G options in the future. So we think about, you know, taking wireless connections that essentially provide better latency and throughput than even some legacy wired systems. I think it's really interesting to think about how do we address that as a particular opportunity for Lenovo. And moving forward into, you know, some of the existing OEMs and solution integrator customers that we have, a good example of this is where we've worked with machine builders and people like vending machine operator manufacturers, kiosk manufacturers, even digital signage solutions integrators. We've taken a unique approach to how do we connect all these different types of protocols and standard hardware connectivity options to our devices. And we've taken this kind of modular approach, which is around taking an I/O box, which provides a front end to, you know, a lot of different, as I mentioned, legacy protocols or connectivity options like, you know, serial USB, ultra wideband, LoRaWAN, all sorts of different, you know, industry standards, if I should say so. And then lastly, we're starting to see, as I mentioned, in embedded computing applications, this need for more of a thin client type of application where you're able to manage, you know, hundreds, if not thousands of client devices from afar, and that, you know, you're not having to run or host native applications at the edge, and we can do this in virtualized environments. So the two products that we're announcing today are first flagship ThinkEdge branded products. The first one being the SE30, which is a sub 1 liter device. This features a Tiger Lake UP3 IoTG industrial CPU from Intel. This jump in terms of CPU compute over our last platform, we're seeing a benchmark of around 3x of computing power. The other interesting thing that we did here is we extended the the operating temperature of the device from negative 20 to 60 degrees C. We've also expanded the I/O and input output capability of our modular ecosystem box, which we refer to as the IO box. And lastly, on this device, it's a product we launched with LTE coverage, which will also bring in 5G global certification later on in the year. And then on the right side of the screen, you'll see the SE50, which is a bit more of your traditional embedded computing box. This is a 2-liter device, features the Whiskey Lake UE IoTG CPU. The interesting thing about this product is that this is a device where our customers that come to us, be it manufacturing or automotive, can actually have the option to integrate their own vertical industry cards, which some of you may be familiar with, you know, how cumbersome that can be. But as part of the OEM solution offering, this gives us the ability to, right size a device with the right connectivity and IO front end. Lastly, I think I'd be remiss if I didn't just mention the fact that, you know, nobody that will be successful in edge computing will do it with, you know, one vendor, you know, one solution integrator. I think one of the things that we've really taken to heart at Lenovo, when we've formed, you know, obviously on the client and data center side of the house, we have some kind of flagship strategic partners that we've done business with for many years. The way we are, you know, partnering with these types of partners today is slightly different in that, you know, we're having to look at things that are not always cloud first or client centric. So with Microsoft, we're doing things like certifying devices on the Azure Edge Device Catalog with IoT Hub Central. And same thing in the same line with our partner AWS, we're also taking every device within our portfolio and not only certifying these devices with things like Greengrass and Azure Edge Central, but we're also making sure that as the changes that happen with those, you know, those edge runtime or just applications, if they change and updates happen, we're going a step beyond and we're making sure that our devices in terms of the BIOS and firmware updates won't inhibit or, you know, detract from, you know, the overall performance and reliability of those applications. And one example on the ISV and SI partnerships is with our partner ThingLogix. With ThingLogix, we actually very early on developed one of the first no-contact access control solutions. So this is something that would support things like thermal body temperature detection, facial recognition, as well as PPE protection detection. These are just examples of things that we've done on some of our previous gen products like the M90N IoT. And this is something that we know in order to be successful that we ultimately have to be able to engage in this ecosystem and bring the right ecosystem partners to not only our enterprise customers, but our OEM partners as well. I'm going to close this out with just, taking a line from Gwen earlier that we'd strongly encourage, you know, all of our OEM partners to reach out to, and I think it's on this next slide here, to reach out to their individual regional sales reps. These are, you know, pretty well-versed and a group of individuals with pretty deep technical understandings, but also a pretty deep knowledge of the ecosystems within which they serve. Whether it's, you know, connecting you to an OEM solution blueprint, or even an ISV or an SI partners, this is the dream team we have here in EMEA. So with that, I'll hand it back over to you. Thank you very much for your time today.
My name is Matt Ward, and I'm the general manager for the IoT industry sales teams within Intel. And I'm really looking forward to sharing Intel's macro vision, goals, and our real focus around the intelligent edge. Before we talk about the edge, I want to take a couple of minutes to talk about Intel's vision and approach. And we have a bold goal to ensure that Intel technology has the power to improve the life of every human on the planet. And today we're applying our reach, scale, and resources to deliver on that bold goal. And we're not just doing that alone. We work with our customers like Lenovo and galvanize the industry for positive impact. And in partnership with our customers, we advance breakthrough technology and solutions in a variety of segments, from safe roads or autonomous driving to medical advancements powered by the likes of AI and ML and technology readiness in markets like the education industry. So just some pretty bold goals to focus on. And there's a drive for exponentially more computing, as we've heard already today, and everything and every node around us is increasingly digital. And that digitalization of everything was markedly accelerated by the COVID-19 pandemic, and it spurred innovation and new models of working, learning, interacting, and even caring. And technology is increasingly central to every aspect of human existence, and semiconductors for us are right at the foundation of that. This slide here is really talking what our CEO calls the four superpowers. That's cloud, connectivity fueled by 5G, artificial intelligence, and the intelligent edge, and driving the rapid digital transformation of nearly every part of our lives. And we're helping our customers capitalize on the fastest growing opportunities by positioning ourselves and our partners for growth. And in this landscape of rapid digital disruption, Intel's technology and leadership products are more critical than ever. So let's talk about the edge. Let's move to the edge and dive a bit deeper here. So first of all, the whole industry is shifting at a pace towards edge computing. And the reasons are multifold. Number one, as we've heard, there's an explosion of data generated across various edge locations from which businesses want to derive actionable insights that care positively and drive that business value. Number two, there's a rise in AI and analytics, and as well as the advent of 5G. And all of this is propelling the significant change that we see. And then number three, the addition of 5G being a catalyst, there's also a number of drivers such as latency, bandwidth, as well as end-to-end security and frictionless connectivity that are fueling this shift more towards the edge. So Intel's looking at edge computing from two different angles. On one side, we're seeing and looking at ways to extend network transformation and cloudification from the core network to the edge. And at the same time, we're also looking at it from the world of IoT, where single function embedded devices are being transformed into multi-function intelligent edge platforms. So let's look at some key considerations here and the challenges that are coming up in the context of the edge. So number one, and first, most of our partners and customers are in the brownfield space dealing with legacy infrastructures and systems and trying to find a way to add service capabilities without having to do a complete overhaul. They're looking for open systems that don't lock within the vendor and also room for scalability. And increasingly and importantly, the IT and OT systems are converging. And we're trying to transform those single function boxes to support those device workloads. And then secondly, from a service standpoint, a key consideration is enabling that developer community with cloud native tools that can speed up and democratize the application development and to support that rich and robust ecosystem. And then finally, our customers are looking for edge native architectures that provide that heterogeneous compute to optimize performance for high reliability deployments at that edge. So Intel's strategy for the edge is threefold. Number one, to have a diverse portfolio of silicon, CPUs, accelerators, Ethernet and storage, all being optimized for the edge. And in addition to that, we have a robust set of developer tools that are driving and converging analytics, inference, media optimizations, as well as a variety of networking workloads, all coming together to enable that vertical specific offering. And some of these tools include the likes of OpenVINO for AI deep learning inferencing, OpenNeS for the networking and 5G capabilities, Open Visual Cloud for media enhancements, and of course, DPDK for data plane acceleration. But one of the most important things here is that ecosystem scale. And that's really when we work with over 1,200 ecosystem partners and over 15,000 end users to enhance that scale through a variety of programs, such as the Intel Market Ready Solutions, RFP Ready Kits, Network Builders, and some of those select solution partners there. All right, so let's move to the IoT space. And you know, really focusing in the IoT space, we certainly, as I said, see the OT and IT convergence taking place and really with a focus on business outcomes. And those outcomes can be, you know, saving lives or enhancing public safety, optimizing productivity, or even, you know, protecting the planet. But having that business outcome focus is becoming more and more vital and important. So we remain focused on listening to those market requirements across a diverse set of industries. And as we do that, we're looking to solve those key market challenges, perhaps frictionless retailing or enhanced patient care or enhanced public safety, to name a few. And then we'll look to work with key partners like Lenovo within each industry and each segment to look at driving those compelling solutions to drive benefit and value to those end customers. And within Intel, as an ingredient supplier, we want to continue to be relentless in our delivery of not only best-in-class silicon, but also systems and how we connect with the ecosystem, such as the developer community, all of which trying to drive outcome-based. For example, in retail, you know, unifying and connecting every single shopping experience from bricks and mortar into online. From industrial, how do you enhance the collaboration between machines, humans, and enterprise systems? Or perhaps education, where you're looking to boost student achievements using modern education equipment like interactive whiteboards, just as an example. And I think a theme of today also has been around AI. AI is changing every market, and it's really enabling new and enhanced use cases in various industries, again, from industrial applications to health and life sciences, to retail, to safety. And AI provides a significant opportunity to drive both increased business outcome, again, along with those market opportunities. And as you can see there, additional economic impact is going to be substantial as AI becomes more mature and drives into market up until 2030. So we're proud of the tools and infrastructure that allows our partners, again, like Lenovo, to leverage capabilities such as 5G support, AI, media-rich workloads through the on-the-shelf infrastructure. And we're continuing to provide this ecosystem with the toolkits to run these workloads on common off-the-shelf infrastructure, and where required, add acceleration in specific use cases that drive the best total cost of ownership and time to business outcome. And we've seen over 300 use case specific offerings being deployed repeatedly through those market ready solution programs and RFP ready kits. And these offerings range, again, from cold chain monitoring solutions, as an example, to deliver food safely, to inventory management solutions, right the way through to autonomous mobile robots that quickly meet the needs of the changing societies and many of the industries that we serve. And the highly valued ecosystem is built out for the edge and in partnership, resulting in over 24,000 user deployments leveraging such technologies. So as we close, I want to talk about the winning together at the edge. And we're so proud of the partnership with Lenovo, and we continue to work together to develop, accelerate, and scale best-in-class solutions to solve those industry challenges. And as you've heard, we'd encourage you to reach out to your Lenovo partner and Intel partner network for joint sales planning and pursuit, really focusing on that edge AI and industry-specific use cases, and then also utilizing the many ecosystem programs that we have to really drive and accelerate deployments to market. And so I'll leave you with a couple of links. And as I wrap up, just a couple of links to focus on and more information to be shared around some of the programs and some of the developer kits for Intel. But what I'm most proud of, again, is that partner relationship that we have with Lenovo. And again, as I close, I want to thank Gwen and Blake for the partnership and the continued collaboration as we build out the ecosystem together. So with that, thanks very much.
We're just going to move now. We're going to introduce Nati Davidi. He is the Vice President, IPP Solution and Devices at Audio Codes. We'd like to put some questions to him and a bit of an interview. So thank you, Nati, for joining us today. I'm going to jump straight into the questions. So it's a totally different world we're living in after the pandemic. How does the new normal affect your business today? And how has Lenovo helped you to cope with that?
COVID has changed dramatically our industry in all kinds. Weirdly, it pushed remote work. We are doing that webinar from home offices. And this helped to grow both Microsoft Teams and Zoom, two markets that are very important to Audio Codes. We in Audio Codes believe that later users will come back to offices and video will be more in use. In our journey to have portfolio for meeting rooms, we have decided to partner with Lenovo so we can leverage the hub and tiny solutions for Teams and Zoom. We could do the complete development by our own. Audio Codes is also a hardware vendor. But we have decided that Lenovo has a great knowledge working with Intel and Microsoft and Zoom, and we better partner with them. Leveraging Lenovo will help us to focus more on software, add-ons, capabilities, and less develop what Lenovo is doing for us with Intel. We also find that customers view Lenovo as a superior brand and quality vendor, and the fact that we have a joint offering only helps us.
Excellent, thank you. Moving on, the collaboration between Audio Codes and Lenovo is doing great. You asked for co-branding customization, smart collaborative solutions, worldwide labeling certification. How can you describe your customer experience?
again, having all the customization in terms of labeling, packaging, and worldwide and support worldwide customers was a key to have this partnership. AutoCodes is a vendor. As in such, our customers and partners used to see AutoCodes names and labels on the products and packages. When the discussion started 18 months ago or more with Lenovo, we started with the Smart Office Group. It was not clear how we can achieve it. When the OEM team took the lead on this, it was clear for us in AutoCodes that we made the right choice. And even with all kinds of challenges we had and still have, okay, we know that we'll have the joint solution out there. The OEM worked and still working with us to enable it from defining each label, and the product includes multiple labels, define the package, the joint package, the cables that come inside, and everything to make that as a joint solution with the right customization that my management defined for me, and we needed it into and required to the field.
Excellent. Thank you very much. That sounds great. And finally, I think to keep this, you know, quite short, we don't want to take too much of your time. What does Intelligent Transformation Journey mean to you, and what was relevant to you in the collaboration with Lenovo?
The discussion with Lenovo started on technology, but in the end, humans made that happen. Lenovo, as everybody understands, right, is a large organization, much bigger than AutoCodes. And it's not trivial to make such an OEM business. But here is where the people in Lenovo made that happen. Starting back then with Andrea from the Smart Office, not from the OEM group, that opened us the door into Lenovo and having the sales alignment on the field. And then with all the OEM team, Paolo, Roman, and Mark, and probably there are other names that I don't know, but those are the people that I work with them on a constant level. I can share, right, as an example, a specific case that will give an example to everybody listening. We had the challenge, how we can purchase the unit in Europe, but still deliver them to worldwide locations, as we, in other words, serve international customers. I have presented the challenge to Roman, our champion in Lenovo, and we had a call with Paolo, the OEM EMEA manager, where I presented the issue to him. And after 20 minutes, Paolo stopped me and told me, Nati, we understand your business needs. Let Roman and me take that, okay, and find a solution for you. So thanks to their work, hopefully in a few weeks, we'll have that solution and we'll be able to overcome that. And we will be able to deliver to all our customers that are waiting for the joint solution. So we have selected Lenovo on technology, but practically we are staying due to the people that support us. So hopefully it gives you that transformation from technology into what is a customer's, as a customer, we feel and getting.
Amazing. Thank you so much. And we really appreciate the time that you spent today to talk and to talk everybody through kind of your experiences of working with Lenovo OEM solutions and kind of why you chose them and the benefits that it's given you. So thank you again. We've got a few questions for everybody. A couple of the audience have submitted some questions. So we'll start with a question for Gwen. Hi, Gwen. You mentioned that Lenovo is leading the development of a digital ecosystem. What are the key priorities for Lenovo OEM solutions team in this digitalization?
We realize that the ecosystem is evolving. So business models are changing and customers need agility, right? At the end of the day, things are changing. The past year has been a great example of things changing very dramatically. And so, you know, one of the things we're focused on is time to market and efficiency so that we can enable our clients to be efficient. I think also that connectivity. So working on constantly improving the connectivity, innovating for connected systems and the edge, getting ecosystems of systems working together is something we're really focused on rather than individual product excellence, right? It's the bigger picture. How can these ecosystems of technologies work better together? So those are just some of the ways that we're currently focused on that.
Hi, Blake. We have a question for you from the audience. Edge computing solutions can take many forms. How can Lenovo help us to leverage those?
That's a good question. It's a rather broad question, but I think initially, it starts with, you know, having platforms that are readily available, not only available, but serviceable and deliverable throughout the globe. It starts with, you know, starting with a tier one partner like Lenovo, that can be, you know, viewed as a trusted partner. And I think, second to that, it really starts with, you know, good guidance on you know, who are the different ecosystem partners that we should be working with, and not just because Lenovo has a relationship, but because Lenovo has done the vetting, right? We've worked through the software, and we work with Intel under, you know, APN network, their market-ready solutions, network of different solutions of partners. So, I mean, I think that's really where it starts, and how we can help is being more of a trusted advisor in the edge computing space as opposed to just a hardware vendor.
Excellent. Thank you very much. We've got two questions left. So unless anybody submits any in the coming couple of minutes, I was impressed with the several user scenarios that you're presenting, Matt. How do you think this new smarter network can change the new normal?
Oh, great question. So I think technology is a catalyst for change, but it's not just what we make. It's really about what collectively we make possible. And I think Lenovo and Intel have been assisting customers in that digital transformation for quite some time now. But not everyone's really started at the same point. So we're working with different partners at different stages of the journey, both pre-pandemic and also post. And intelligent computing is transforming how the world is experienced through the ways that we live, learn, work, and create the best experiences that unleashes the full potential that we have to offer collectively. So I think there's lots of work to do, but it's really, again, as I repeat, what not just what we make individually, it's what we collectively make possible to industries.
Thank you very much. And before the team is kind of open to Gwen and Blake at the moment, I think, one final question. Post-COVID, does Lenovo have plans within the IoT smart building space now that people are starting to return to the workplace?
So I talked about our 3S strategy earlier in the presentation, and the company actually not only set that as our strategy, but we also announced a pretty significant reorganization of our internal teams. And one of the new teams is called SSG. It's our Services and Solutions Group. And that actually does contain some focus vertical areas. And within those areas, we have education, retail, manufacturing, and smart city, smart buildings. So that is actually one of the focus areas that the company has strategically decided to focus on. And clearly, this edge IoT topic is a big one for that topic. We're also investing within the region in, I think I mentioned this, but in a ThinkEdge sales team to focus on the products that Blake highlighted. So not only are we investing from a device perspective, but also from an overall vertical strategy and sales teams to focus on building out these areas.
Well, if there's no more questions from the audience, I think we have reached our time. I'd like to thank all of the present presenters today and Natty for joining us and for taking us through his experience of working with Lenovo OEM Solutions. So thank you all, and hope you found all of the audience, hope you found this informative and enjoyable to watch.